happened and how the Lord had blessed a wonderful miracle to take place. And of course, you would think everybody would be happy about that. But the rulers of the temple, those that hated Jesus Christ, those that opposed the Son of God, those that had been responsible for his for the plot against him to crucify him, these men still are having to battle his reputation now that he's returned back to heaven. They're living their worst nightmare. They thought whenever he was crucified, they had put an end to him. And then whenever he rose from the dead, they tried to put an end to people telling that he had risen from the dead. And now they're dealing with the fact that miracles are being done in his name. And if the Lord would be my helper this afternoon for a few brief moments, I want to speak to you very quickly about the name of Jesus. Our text says that the apostles were brought before the rulers, and they were questioned by them. And the rulers and elders and scribes and the high priests, they all came together, and they began to examine the apostle Peter for what he did. And Peter said that we did this in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And he said, there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I want to talk to you for a few minutes about the power of the name of Jesus Christ. But before I do, I want to talk to you a minute or two about the names of God. If we go back to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, we will, of course, read about the creation. And it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. This word, this name, God, is in the Hebrew Elohim, which is a plural form of the word God. And the reason why it's in the plural is because it's referring to the Godhead. You remember that the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image. Now, when God said, let us make man in our image, who is he talking to? He's talking to himself. God the Father is talking to God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 5 that there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. Amen. So when God said, let us make man in our image, he's saying to himself, he's saying, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, let us make man in our image. And so when you read the word God in the Bible, you're reading the word, the name God, which is taken from a Hebrew word that indicates that it is a plural, three in one. There is another name that appears in the very beginning of the Word of God in the book of Genesis. It appears for the first time in chapter 2. And that is the name Lord. It says in verse 4, these are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Now, in order to understand this name Lord, we go over to the book of Exodus very quickly. You remember whenever God told Moses to lead the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage. And Moses says, well, whenever I get down there, they're going to ask me, who sent me down here to lead you out? And he says, who shall I say sent me? And God said, I am that I am. Tell the children of Israel, I am has sent you unto them. Amen. And then God said, moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. The Lord God said, this is my name forever. I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now hold on to that thought because it's going to be very important down the road for just a moment. But let's go now over very quickly to understand what this word Lord means to chapter 6 in the book of Exodus. Here, the Lord is speaking to Moses, and he's telling, this is after that Moses has told Pharaoh to let my people go, and Pharaoh refuses to do it. And now the Lord is speaking to Moses and says, Moses, now you're going to see me demonstrate my power over Pharaoh and a great deliverance of the children of Israel. And he says, God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty. In other words, I appeared unto Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob with this name, God Almighty, Elohim Almighty. That is very important to remember. El being God, and Almighty meaning all powerful. I appeared unto Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as God Almighty, and by the name of God Almighty, but by my name Jehovah was I not known unto them. Jehovah means Lord. It's the Hebrew word for Lord. So when you read the word Lord in the Bible, you're understanding that that's God's name, Jehovah. He said, I did not appear to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob with the name Jehovah. I appeared unto them with the name of God, God Almighty. But now I'm appearing to you by the name of Jehovah. I want you to know that I am the Lord, the supreme ruler of the universe. I am, and you tell the children of Israel, the Lord has sent me unto you. You understand? Does that make sense? So Lord God is the name of Almighty God. El is the Hebrew for God, and Jehovah is the Hebrew for Lord. Now, if you go over to the New Testament, and I got to skip along topwater here because time is rapidly fleeting away. But if you get over here to the New Testament, of course, you find the time whenever in Matthew chapter 1 that God Almighty sends the angel to tell Joseph, you can marry Mary. Even though that she's expecting a child and it's not yours, you fear not to take her to thee, Mary, thy wife, because that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And you think about the kind of faith it took for Joseph to go through with that wedding. Here he's standing next to a woman who is expecting a child and he knows it's not his. And yet he's willing to go through with the wedding. And he's willing to go through with marrying her because the angel of God has told him that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Now, can you imagine what people were saying about that wedding? Can you imagine what people said about that couple? Can you, as a matter of fact, the Old Testament psalmist prophesied that Jesus said through the Old Testament psalmist, I was the song of the drunkards. The drunkards of the town made up dirty songs about little Mary and about Joseph. It took a lot of faith for that man to go through with what he did. And I tell you, sometimes God Almighty calls on you to do things that don't look right to the world. And it takes faith to do it. But if you're faithful to God as you ought to be, the Lord will bless you for doing that. I think about whenever this beloved brother was talking about whenever God sent Elijah down to that little widow woman. He said, I've commanded a widow woman to sustain thee. There was a famine going on. People were starving to death. And the preacher, let me ask you a question. If there was a famine going on in America, and your mother, your widowed mother, was starving to death, and you had nothing to give her, and all she had was just a little bit of cake and oil, and she was going to bake a biscuit and share it with her child and then die. And then you heard the preacher showed up and said, before you do that, make me some first. What would you think about that preacher? What would you? People say, that money grubbing, no good preacher went down there and took my widow mother's biscuit away from her. It took a lot of faith for Elijah to go down to that widow woman's house and tell her, you make me a cake first. And I tell you, sometime God Almighty will tell you to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And it looks bad to the world. But if you do it, if you are faithful and you will believe the promise of God, then you will prevail. The Lord God told Moses to go down there. And the Lord God told, through the angel, tell Joseph to marry Mary. And he did. He said, because that which conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son. And I want to read this very carefully to you this afternoon. And pay attention to every word as it comes out. Because it is so vital to get this. Here in Matthew chapter 1. The Lord said, now, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Do you know what the word Jesus is? The Hebrew word for Jesus is? You know what that's translated from? It means Jehovah saves. Now, that is very significant, because you know why Jesus' name was Jesus? Because Jesus is Jehovah. He is the Lord manifest in the flesh. He's the only one that could have saved. And the Bible said, thou shalt call his name Jesus. Here's the power of the name of Almighty God. He said, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And I'm thankful I'm identified with the people who may not, the world may mock and ridicule their name, Primitive Baptist. The world may pass by and say, what is that little handful of people doing down there? Who cares anymore about what they think or believe? But I'm thankful that I'm identified with the people today who believe that Jesus saved his people from their sins, yeah. That whenever the Bible says he shall, they believe that he did.
Amen.
That's the name of Jesus. And you remember that we talked about the fact that the Lord said, my name is God Almighty. My name is Jehovah. Jesus means Jehovah saves, but it gets even better. Because he said, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child. You remember what God said his name was? I tell you, sometimes things like this are so beautiful, it's hard for me to contain it. You remember what the Lord said his name was? He said, I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob with my name, God Almighty. You know what the Old Testament prophets prophesied about the birth of Jesus? He said, behold, a virgin shall conceive, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. You know why Jesus, one of his names is the Mighty God? Because he is the Mighty God. He's the Mighty God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He told those old Pharisees before Abraham was, I am. Behold, a virgin shall be caught with child, and they shall bring forth that he and shall bring forth the son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. That's right, you got it. Emmanuel. And what does Emmanuel mean? It means God with us. When Jesus was born in this world, he was God with us. Isn't that glorious? Got two more, and I'm going to let you go home. You remember that this name is powerful. Whenever Peter said, there is none other name under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. Whenever Peter said to that impotent man, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. The apostle Peter did not have the power within and of himself to heal that man instantly like that. That power came from Almighty God. And it came from God because he was raising that man up, not in the name of Peter. He wasn't raising that man up in the name of science. He wasn't raising that man up in the name of religion. He was raising that man up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yeah.
And because he was raising that man up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that man got up and started leaping around, testifying to the glorious power of Almighty God. You see, after the resurrection, after Jesus went back to heaven, Jesus Christ now sits at the right hand of his Father. He is the Almighty God sitting there, glorious and altogether lovely, as this dear brother preached last night. And he has that power. So it's in his name that this power came. And if you doubt that, listen to what he says down here. As the Apostle Peter, as the people began to be amazed and ask him, how could this be? That the Apostle Peter said this, that his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong. What made that man strong? Peter's faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth made that man strong. His faith in his name. And I tell you, child of God, just as that man got up and leaped and walked and praised God through faith, you and I can do the same thing today. The Lord said it this way, whatsoever you ask in my name. Whenever you go to the Lord in prayer, there's only one name that Almighty God recognizes and honors.
That's right.
He doesn't answer your prayer because of who you are, who your parents were, who your great-great-grandparents were. He doesn't care if you're from Alaska or from the Amazon. That's not what impresses the Lord. What impresses the Lord is the name of his Son.
Yeah.
The Bible, Jesus said, whatsoever you ask in my name, I will give unto you. And that's why that you hear, when you hear old Baptists pray, they pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Every time I close out a prayer, I say, Lord, in Jesus, I ask in Jesus' name. Not because I deserve it. I'm not asking you to bless me for, because I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus gives me the permission, the right, the privilege to go to the Lord and ask for something to begin with. I wish I had time to talk about Esther, but I don't. But I'll just close out this way. If you want to jump up and leap in praise, and you want to receive strength over your troubles and trials and tribulations, you need to go to the Lord in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
Faith in His name will make you strong. And finally, I'm thankful that the Bible says that we, in our Christian walk with each other, the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. You know why he thought it not robbery to be equal with God? Because he was equal with God. He is God. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, yet made of himself of no reputation, but took upon himself the form of a servant, and became, and was found in fashion as a man, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Is who? Jehovah. That Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You want to glorify God Almighty today? You confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That He, the Lord, is my shepherd. Jesus is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Jesus is with me. His rod and His staff, they comfort me. He prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. He anointeth my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Jesus all the days of my life. Do you understand that that's the name that is above every name? That if the God Almighty gave Jesus that name, and that name is, you see, God named Jesus after Himself. Right. He named His Son after Himself. Jesus, and I say that reverently, but Jesus is God. Jesus is God manifest in the flesh. God named His Son after Himself. Jesus, Jehovah saves. And that name is above every name. And if you want to glorify God, you confess that. And I'm telling you, child of God, that there are many people who willingly bow their knee every day and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that gives God the glory. But I'm telling you that there's coming a day at the very last day when the Lord returns with the shout and the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ are raised, and all the dead, small and great, stand before God, that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess. Every Christian knee will bow, every Jewish knee will bow, every Muslim knee will bow, every Hindu knee will bow, every Buddhist knee will bow, every atheist knee will bow, every knee shall bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Won't that be a great day? I just love you so much. Thank you for listening. God bless you.